on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the YokeCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
Hey, what's up? How are you after a week off? We're back with another episode of the YokeCast podcast. This one, another shorter episode, but we're getting you through the holiday break. We'll pick things up here as the sports continue to ramp up for the 2026 portion of the season. You look back at 2025 for South Dakota and the calendar year, which of course spans two different academic seasons, but last year the basketball teams kind of went through some ups and downs, and then we spent the offseason kind of rejuvenating those basketball programs. Now the men's team dealing with a bunch of injuries right now. The women's team got off to the best start in Division I history for the program. So they have been off to a good start. We'll see how conference play gets going. We get into the new year here and we get under conference play. We'll see how things play out. And of course, we just got done with a great volleyball season and football season for Coyote Athletics, and it just keeps on going as we keep plucking through the academic year and all the accolades so many different athletes have gotten over the past year. It's been great and fun to help tell their stories, and that's what we like to do here on the YokeCast podcast. We're going to do that here today with Angelina Robles. She, of course, joined the women's program after spending some time at Denver University, comes in for 1 year and really talks highly about the city of Vermillion and head coach Kerry Amy and just the opportunity to play for the University of South Dakota. So this week I caught up with Angelina Robles. Angie, the season going flying by now, just about into conference play. What has the season been like for you in your first year at South Dakota?
Honestly, the season's been a lot of fun. I think the most fun I've had since I've started playing collegiate basketball. But, you know, all glory to God for putting me in this position, surrounding me around these teammates, this coaching staff. We're a bunch of dogs. We're competitors. And I think that's what we've shown and proven to a lot of the people out there watching.
This team got off to a really fast start, one of the best start, really, at the Division I era in school history. What is that like? I mean, obviously, you have bigger goals than just that, but just thinking about that and kind of being a part of history here in your first season at USD, what is that like?
It's a blessing. I mean, we work so hard. Every practice, this team is committed. We're committed to doing the right things and embracing our roles. So that was just a testament to all the work that that we put in and that it's paying off and everything that we're capable of doing. So,
what do you think about these game winners? You've had some buzzer-beating games with this team. Describe those final few seconds as you come out of the huddle and you're trying to, like, find a way to – maybe it's you, maybe it's somebody else, just find a way to win.
At the end of the day, it's all about belief. Belief in yourself, belief in your team, belief in the coaches, belief in God. I mean, it's a game of possessions, so we just happen to come out on top, which, I mean, we worked for it. We put ourselves in situations like these in practice, so, like, we're mentally prepared. But I think in those moments, it's all about being locked in and executing the game plan, so.
Your collegiate career, you spent a lot at Denver, and then transferring within the conference to USD. What was that process like when you decided for a new change and try to find a place to go?
So I knew that I wanted to stay in the Summit, and I knew that the best basketball is played in South Dakota, especially if we're talking Summit League. Like, the history is just, it's there. I mean, it's a winning program. So after talking to Coach Devin and Coach Carey, I understood the vision, and it was something that I wanted to be a part of. And also everyone coming in, I knew that they had a plan. I knew that we all had experience, and just to come together and do this thing for 1 year has been really special. So,
what was that process like when you find out, okay, you might want to come here, and you find out they're basically overhauling the entire roster?
Yeah.
So not just a new start for you, but almost the entire roster, having to put this thing together. Was that kind of like nerve-wracking? Was it exciting?
Yeah, when I came on my visit, I actually didn't know. I wasn't too familiar with what was going on until I saw that I met Coral and Liv, and they were awesome, super nice, super welcoming. But I wanted to see who else they were bringing in, so they Coach Devin got me in contact with Elise and Josie, and I talked to them, and we are very like-minded people when it comes to basketball and our goals. And I was attracted to the competitiveness that they had, and pretty much we had the same goals, so yeah, it was fun.
Well, you're off to a great start here. You look back, and obviously you've been in college basketball. Was it always basketball for you, or were you exploring other sports that might take your future?
Basketball has always been my first love. I did really want to try soccer in high school, but in California, those were the same seasons, so I couldn't do it. But yeah, it's always been basketball for sure.
What developed the love for the game?
I've always just been around it. My dad played professional basketball overseas, so I would he would always be training me. Siblings played AU, and I was just always around it, and I loved it. Yeah.
So you end up developing this life in basketball. Your dad, as you mentioned, played overseas. Have you thought about the future for you and maybe following that path?
Oh, definitely, for sure. Focus right now is definitely finishing the season, but afterwards, I definitely want to see what it's like out there playing professional basketball and start doing that, traveling, exploring, and having fun. Yeah.
It's all about having fun. When you started to go through basketball and develop at the collegiate level, what's something that you've had to work on yourself as you look at your own game to put yourself in a position to be a leader on the floor?
That's a good question. More recently, I would say, is just, I think Coach Carey told me that I play best when I'm confident out there and I have a little swagger to it. So working on not overthinking the game and just letting it come, but that also comes with work and preparation. So my main thing was, okay, I'm going to put all this work in. I'm going to get extra hours in the gym. I'm going to watch film. And then through that, I can feel prepared, and through preparation comes confidence. So just getting in the gym, I mean, I love the sport. It doesn't feel like a chore to me. So yeah.
Seems like in basketball, the easy things are going to the gym and getting shots up and doing some of that. The harder things are training yourself to watch film. You talked about things like that. What have you been able to gain by watching film?
It's all about the details. That's what I've been learning with Coach Carey. She's very adamant, and she's very helpful with me when it comes to watching back film, and it's something I never had before, especially at my previous school. So looking at the details, looking at each possession, finding how I can get my teammates open, what my teammates are best at, what we are a team are best at, and also defensive positioning. That's something I've been looking at too, because it's not something you could see like in the game. So just being aware of where I'm supposed to be on the floor, what gaps I need to shrink, help side. It's like a second class, but it's like my favorite class, so I like doing it.
Yeah, easier to get an A in class when you like doing what you're doing.
Right.
As you have gone through this season, I know you talked about during the process you reached out to a couple of the players that were coming in here. How has this team gelled together quickly? It seems like this team really enjoys being around each other. How does that mesh together when almost everybody came in fresh?
I think it started in the summer. Summer Verm is probably the best thing I've ever experienced in my life. I'm not even trying to like be dramatic or anything, but it truly is one of a kind, especially since, I come from bigger cities. So it's just, you don't have anyone else but your team and nothing else to do but hang out with your team. So it starts with just getting to know each other first. I'm a firm believer in relationship building, and that's the number one priority, and then everything else in the court will follow. We got in the gym and played pickup. We saw how competitive we were. Nothing comes easy for anyone, and especially not, for us or the freshmen or anything like that. So setting that standard first was a must. And then we have we have the intention to make each other better and compete and practice. So, and we're not afraid to hold each other accountable too. I think that's a big thing when it comes to good and great teams, is that we have leaders like Patience. She holds me accountable, and I hold her accountable, and it's just the willingness to just make each other better is what helps us out.
You talk about holding each other accountable, and that can be a really good thing. So at times, maybe it's the wrong moment, or you take it the wrong way. How do you try to accept what somebody's telling you and just use that as fuel on the floor?
We know that at the end of the day, we have the same goals, and it's hard to take things personal when you know that they have a good heart. And I know them off the court. I think that's why relationships are important. Like, you develop a really strong connection off the court, then you know, like, on the court, okay, she just wants what's best for me, and we mean business at the end of the day, and it's gonna help our team become really, really good.
You grew up in San Diego. You lived in Denver. How'd you adapt to Vermillion?
You know, Vermillion made it, the people who made it really easy for me. The community is very strong. Off the bat, I had a lot of support. I think the first week I was here, I was at the grocery store, and I ran into a fan and a supporter of the women's team, and they welcomed you with open arms, and I was like, okay, this is how it's going to be. I can get used to this. So just the community is just amazing. You don't get this anywhere else.
Have you felt that at home games?
Oh, here, yes, for sure. This is the most fan base or fans that have ever been to any of my games ever in college. So I'm loving it here. And we were just at Pepperdine, and they had like 10 fans on their side, and we had about 50. So I was like, man, if this is what it's like going to like schools in these bigger cities, I don't want it. Like, I don't want it at all. I think South Dakota is a very special place, or Vermillion is a very special place. So
how cool was that to get the opportunity to play a couple of games just up the road from where you grew up?
A blessing for sure, for my family to come watch me play in California for possibly the last time. So they'll be up here too. I got to get them out here for some games because it's an awesome experience. But it was really nice. Full circle moment.
You talk a lot about your family, and you've talked a lot about faith. It seems like two things that are very important in your life.
Exactly. I think God has gotten me, put me in this position and blessed me with this talent. And I think my purpose is to serve Him, and by doing that, I, you know, glorify Him in everything that I do and push people to just learn more about the gospel.
You look at this team. What do you like about this group right now?
Oh, there's so many things. Okay, if I could pinpoint one thing, it's I think our hunger right now. We didn't have a hot December, you know, after that after that great start, we simmered down a little bit. But after the break, you know, I've seen every member of this team get in the gym, especially during this time where we don't have school. Like, we're in the gym, we're hungry, and we are dedicated and committed to giving our best and putting in the work and really sparking that fire again for this next stage of conference.
You're obviously a leader on this team. What does this team have to do to get better and get back to where it was during that hot start you talked about?
Yeah. I would say, you know, basketball is a game of possessions. I know that's a cliche thing to say, but what has separated us and what can be the separator for us, because we're a good team, but what can make us great is valuing our possessions, especially offensively, because, you know, good teams are going to score. They're going to do their thing, but we need to execute better than those other teams. And I feel like we need to be committed to finding the best shot for us. And if that takes 25 seconds from the shot clock, okay. But if that takes 7, that's fine. We need to keep doing what we individually are good at and embracing our roles. And I think that's going to take us really far in the summit.
For those who haven't made their way to Vermillion this year to watch this year's team, why should they do that?
We're here to make some noise. I feel like, you know, we've already shown a little bit of what we're capable of, but we're not even at our peak yet. And once we get to our peak, you're going to want to come and support and see what we have to offer.
All right, we're looking forward to it. Should be a great season. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is Angelina Robles. You can tell how much she just loves Vermilion and USD, and she's been here a short time, so that means so many people have an impact, and it just goes to show, you know, in a small town like Vermilion and so many other places, that when these athletes walk around and you just walk up and say hi to them at you know, whatever store that you may be at, a restaurant or whatever, it certainly has an impact for these student athletes at the University of South Dakota. And so many of them talk highly about the community, and it's not just something they say. When they get here and they start being around some of our fans and some of you, like, they just enjoy it, and they find themselves, you know, looking at Vermilion in a way that they never knew was possible. So really cool, and I hope people continue to have an impact on our student-athletes. Conference play getting underway for basketball this week across the Summit League. Coming up this week in Coyote Athletics, Friday and Saturday, the swimming and diving team will be at the St. Thomas Dual Meet in St. Paul, Minnesota. So they're back in action following the Christmas break. Women's basketball will open up conference play on Saturday. They'll be in Kansas City. 2 o'clock tip-off time, the Yotes and the Roos from Kansas City. Jerry Pelleschi will be on the Coyote Sports Network beginning at 1:30. Men's basketball is back on the floor next Wednesday when they play in St. Paul against the St. Thomas Tommies. It's an 8 o'clock start time up in St. Paul at St. Thomas, so we'll be on the air at 7:30 on Wednesday night. And then women's basketball, first conference home game for the women's team is next Thursday, January 8th, when they play host to Oral Roberts. Tip-off time set for 7 o'clock. A reminder, you can catch all the basketball games all season long on the Summit League Network, and you can also hear all of the USD broadcasts on the Coyote Sports Network. Either myself or Jerry Pelleschi, we'd love to have you alongside for a broadcast, a basketball game. If you can't find your way to watch it or find your way to the game, we'd love to have you join us for a broadcast. All right, that's going to do it for us this week. Big thanks to you, the listener, as always, and so many people who helped make this thing a possibility. Let's have a great year in 2026 and finish off this academic semester with some big plays, some performances, and all of that coming up here for Coyote Athletics. All right, have yourself a tremendous weekend. Happy New Year. As always, stay safe. And go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to Yotecast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Coyote Sports Network.